PR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says extremists with the self-declared Islamic State will pay a price for the apparent murder of a second Japanese hostage. The militants posted an online video yesterday that appears to show the beheading of journalist Kenji Goto. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield-Hayes is in Tokyo, where Abe is vowing to continue working with the international coalition fighting ISIS.
In Japan, news of Kenji Goto's killing came before dawn on Sunday. A tired and worn-looking Prime Minister Abe emerged from his residence to condemn the actions of Islamic State. He called the killing an immoral and heinous act of terrorism. But he also made this commitment.
I am speechless, thinking about how the family must be feeling. I will not forgive these terrorists. For them to pay for this crime, we will continue to work with international communities. Japan will not give in to terrorists.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield-Hayes in Tokyo reporting. The new prime minister of Greece is trying to reassure European creditors after he was elected, promising to ease austerity measures and reduce the country's debt load. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports he now says his government will work with the eurozone to pay it off.
Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, who leads the leftist Syriza party, won election last weekend by promising to end austerity measures that have crushed the Greek economy. Eurozone and international creditors say Greece cannot walk away from the terms of a deal imposed in 2010 that demanded drastic cost-cutting measures in exchange for billions in bailout loans to keep Greece solvent. Tsipras says Greece wants to work with Europe. His government has hired investment bank Lazard to find ways to restructure the country's debt. Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis is visiting London, Paris, and Rome this week to make a case for debt relief, something German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ruled out. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
A slow-moving winter storm has crawled into the Midwest and is heading toward New England. As Kabir Bhatia of member station WKSU reports, it'll bring a lot of snow along the way.
Parts of northeast Ohio could see a foot of snow today as a system starts early this morning and gains strength moving east toward Pennsylvania. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Kaltika says the system is serious, but not as bad as what had been predicted for the East Coast earlier this week.
Right now, the low pressure is going to track through central and east central Ohio, and that will try to bring some warmer air up into the Akron-Canton areas. Cleveland will remain mainly snow.
In recent weeks, some Cleveland suburbs have been asked to conserve water as ice in Lake Erie has blocked intake valves. But Kaltika says that's unlikely to worsen with this storm. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
This is NPR. Novak Djokovic won today's men's championship at the Australian Open against Andy Murray. It's his fifth title there and his eighth Grand Slam title. Murray has lost all four finals he's played in Melbourne. Glendale, Arizona is teeming with football fans as the New England Patriots and Seattle Seahawks get ready for today's Super Bowl. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the game is expected to be a close one between two evenly matched teams.
The most honest predictions are the ones by football fans who simply shrug their shoulders. The Patriots are slight favorites, but they're playing the defending champions with the best defense in football. A question going in is how healthy is that defense? Three key players, defensive backs Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, and Cam Chancellor, are expected to play after suffering recent injuries. The Patriots' offense is balanced by the passing brilliance of Tom Brady and the freight train running of LeGarrette Blount. Seattle's offense is just as potent, with the best running quarterback in the league, Russell Wilson, and running back Marshawn Lynch, who, after a week of refusing to talk to the media, gets to express himself the way he likes, bullying his way through an opponent's defense. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Phoenix.
Among the ads that'll show in several markets during today's game is one urging you to visit Ecuador. Ecuador's government is the first in history to run an ad during the Super Bowl. This one is a 30-second commercial promoting tourism in the small South American country. It reportedly cost Ecuador's tourism ministry $3.8 million. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.